Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Buckhead, Atlanta, it's time for Simply Buckhead Radio with your host, publisher, and founder, Joanne Hayes.
Good afternoon, Rich. Very exciting. We're super close to Christmas, and Hanukkah's already started this week. So we have a lot to do today, and we have some great guests, and looking forward to the folks that are in the studio with us today. How's your week going?
Great so far for Tuesday, yeah. And a great weekend, and you're right. I mean, it's just interesting. Although today it's a little warm, doesn't feel quite like the season, but give it another 24 hours, right?
Yes. Well, in New England, we have a saying, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes.
Right. So, or move south to Atlanta. Yeah, that's what you did.
Yes, I moved south to Atlanta, and when I fly home in nor'easters. So, you know, I get that taste.
But no, it's definitely the season. Everything's in the anticipation of everyone's holiday plans. And are you guys are traveling out of town?
Yes, we're traveling. We're going,
but not
to
for New Year's.
We're going to the beach. We'll be back before New Year's.
Okay,
but
yeah,
we're going to the beach. So I walk in palm trees when Christmas is going on.
Now you're just bragging. Yeah, come on. Okay, so before we get underway with our guests, we're going to introduce each guest here briefly and then start our interviews. But tell us a little bit about those folks that this is a new position for you, or title, as talk show host.
And, yes, I know.
One
I never imagined myself as a talk show host. It's kind of funny. And giving away a little bit of secrets here, but our upcoming issue, our Pets and Kids issue, one of the folks we do profile is a female radio talk show host.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's pretty exciting. And she has this philosophy of women dominating the airwaves. So
wow.
There you go. I told her she's already got one.
Exactly. No competition there. Yeah.
No.
So, so this is your second hat and a new chapter. And this is your second month for Buckhead, or Simply Buckhead Radio.
Yes.
But 5 years now as a publisher for Simply Buckhead. And for those folks, obviously most people in Buckhead and throughout Atlanta and beyond, familiar with the publication. But for somebody moving here or somebody that hasn't picked up a copy recently, how do you explain when you say... So you're the publisher. What is the magazine?
Yes, the magazine is an upscale lifestyle publication that is specifically geared towards the folks who live, work, shop, dine, entertain, have families and kids and pets and homes and travel, and they're based in the Buckhead, Brookhaven market. And the distribution model, we have 24,000 copies that are distributed in 250 locations in this direct market, as well as four of the private jet hangars at PDK and the international terminal.
Yes. Well, congratulations. Kudos. I know it's been a lot of work and exciting stuff. And that's what's cool is that obviously Simply Buckhead, but there's so much going on in Brookhaven. It's kind of sister communities.
Yes, very much so.
And you've been distributed into Sandy Springs and some other places, but the concentration is nice. It's like very hyper-local, right?
Yes, very hyper-local. We have very specific zip codes, and you know, there's a lot of folks who may live just outside the area but work in Buckhead and do a lot of their entertaining and dining and, you know, client entertaining right here.
Nice.
So it has a very wide fit. Even though it's distributed here locally, we do have a wider fit.
Well, I know, not getting too much on top of it, I know we've been a couple of networking events. People say they pick it up and it has legs, right? It's been in New York and on the subway. And
we've seen
it
at the Houston airport.
And on your website, you say you get hits like it beyond...
Beyond
North America.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Way beyond. We've been seen in 123 countries, all 50 states, and at last count, it was 203 cities and towns in Georgia. And when you see a country like Ethiopia, you know, reading you online, and you think, whoa, what is that? Like, who is that? And then you realize that we just did a story called Books for Africa. We did one of our do-gooders pieces. And so we've had all these countries in Africa that we've seen readers from, and we know that that's what it's from.
Well, on the current issue, you have nonprofit. She's done work.
Yes, Michelle Stumpy.
For the kids.
Children of Conservation. And their charity, obviously, they go to Africa three times a year. But then there's also the gentleman who works with the charity called Books for Africa, and they travel, you know, bringing books to those villages as well.
I mean, that's super impressive. I mean, I'm not seen in 122 countries, but that's for legal reasons, whatever. Yeah, so, I mean, they've asked me not to return. Yeah, so I think that's a good synopsis of Simply Buckhead. And so I was thinking there was any teasers. I know you mentioned kids and pets, but is there any? Can you give
us
any scoop or whatever for? And when does the next issue come out?
Well, I can tell you the next issue will hit stands on January 5th, I believe it is, 5th or 6th. We just proofed the magazine this morning. My first look at the magazine is always on proofing day, and I sort of sit there with a grin ear to ear. The stories are awesome. Our feature writer was Helen Colley, and Aileen Dodd, who's done some contributing writing for us, she did some of the portions of the cover story, and it's just a beautiful story. Lots of
I'm not gonna sleep on January 4th, just waiting for it to hit the streets on the 5th.
And I'm going to give a little bit of a teaser here, but one of our guests in studio today, her son is one of the models on our front cover. So there's always a lot of connection to who we invite in.
Well, we have three guys and two ladies, so we narrowed it down to two. Speaking of guests, let's go ahead and jump in and let's say hi to our guests in the studio and then start off with our first interview.
Terrific. First today we have Danielle Rollins, and we're thrilled to have Danielle. We've had a long-standing relationship with Danielle. Our photographer Sarah Hanna is very close to her, and as mentioned, it is her son who's on the cover of the magazine. We're not going to tell in what capacity, but he is one of the featured folks. And Danielle is the author of the best-selling Soiree Entertaining with Style. She has her own website, DanielleRollins.com, and she's become one of the nation's leading lifestyle experts. And we're going to talk more about her a little later, but wanted to welcome Danielle.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So glad to have you here. And she's actually a seasoned interviewee, so we know that she'll be like stellar.
All right.
Yes. And our next guest is Tricia Cornett, who is the boutique manager for Diptyque Paris. And I had the pleasure of meeting Tricia on a recent visit right when the store was opening. I don't even know if you were open yet. You had just opened.
Just opened. Yep.
Brand new. It was very nice to meet Tricia. She moved here from Nashville, and we're very happy to have her here in Atlanta. And she's a great representation of her brand. So we're very happy to have you on today too, Tricia.
So she's going to be talking aromas on the radio?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Right, and, nice. And you know, I wish I could,
we had that aroma radio or audio.
Aromatherapy radio audio.
I can smell it. It smells beautiful.
But you should be able to smell it because it's on me right now. And we'll talk more about that when we get into Tricia's products. And then our next guest will be Dr. Tim Kelly from Buckhead Wellness Center. And Dr. Tim's been featured in our publication before. Mm-hmm. Our wellness writer, Jennifer Franklin, personally experienced his service. And I believe she still speaks very highly of you. We've spoken about you before, too. So welcome, Dr. Tim. Well, can't wait to talk
thank
to you.
For having me.
Free adjustments for everybody in the studio this
morning? Yes. It says it's pain-free, very gentle. Yeah. So we like that part of it. And then we also have Drew French with us today. And he is the founder of Your Pie, and I cannot wait to talk to Drew. What a great concept. And we've actually sent Steak Shapiro, who's one of Atlanta's finest food spokespeople and the founder of Atlanta Eats Radio, and we've sent him through Twitter to Your Pie in Buckhead, so we can give a shout out for that. And welcome to Drew.
Thanks for having me.
What do you mean talking about, Drew?
Pizza.
Pizza and beer.
Pizza. Everybody's
is it my pie
favorite.
Or your pie? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it is definitely your
it's
pie.
It's your pie, but we'll make it for you.
Your pie. He'll make it, and they have beer. Right?
I'm in, yeah.
And then we're going to start today's interviews with Skip Plesnarski of 18-8 Men's Salons. And it's Fine Men's Salons, should I say, because it's an upscale barbershop and grooming salon for men. Welcome, Skip.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great
really
to have you.
It.
And you have your support here in the studio today is your wife, Nancy. And I've had the pleasure of working with both of you, so we're glad to have you today.
Thank you.
And I will say that my husband was the recipient of a gift certificate here, and we are going to schedule him for right after the new year because I think he might be ready for a new look right about then.
Well, I think he'll really enjoy it. We've been getting rave reviews, and that is very, very satisfying to Nancy, to myself, but also to the entire staff for all the hard work they put in. They are really getting a lot of recognition and a lot of great feedback from their customers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
as
been
they
tremendous.
Should be.
Yes.
As they should be. And we had you featured in our men's issue, the issue that came out with Paul Millsap on the cover. And we did a little bit in there about men's grooming, and 18-8 was one of the places that we profiled. So it was exciting to have you in there, and we've been very honored to have you as an advertiser this year as well.
Yes, but it's an honor to be here. This is great.
Well, you picked a great location. Town Brookhaven is just a booming area, and so many apartment complexes going in here. I'm guessing that the clientele will be growing over the coming years as some of these places are finished and young people are moving in, and they want that experience more than just, you know, kind of going to a traditional haircut place.
We have a very strong foundation from the apartment complex right there. There's over 1,000 households.
Yes.
So roughly there's 50 male client, 50% of them are male clients. So it's really a nice strong foundation. But what's nice about our salon is it's really been a diverse age group that's been coming in and supporting the salon. Our target market, you can say, is between 25 and 55. Obviously, it's young executives, people who really need to pay attention to their looks in their workplace. But we get a lot on the fringes too. We get a lot of younger students who want to come in and look their best.
First interview.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And then we also get a fair amount of senior citizens who come in. And what's neat about them is it's really gratifying to watch them sit down in the chair and ask for a manicure or ask for a facial. It's just so refreshing to see that happen. And they're the regulars. I mean, they come in every 3 weeks. Boom. I want my manicure. I want my facial. I want my stylist. And it's just neat to experience.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you a funny story. Back in the 60s and 70s, when my dad was, in the business world before he became a college professor, he used to get regular manicures. And his thought process was that he has a career where he's always in the public and shaking people's hands and, felt like that was a very big part of his impression. And so manicures was not a foreign thing to him as a man. It was not just a girl thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we feel that way as women because we're always out and shaking hands and, meeting people and presenting ourselves. But for men, I think it's just as important. I'm sure you do too, which is part of why you did this.
Yes, it really, really is. It's a little surprising how many men come in for just specifically the manicure. But they're embracing that. And, it's funny because 18-8 is all about the experience. It's the relationship you build with your stylist. It's the time you spend in there. It's not a fast service. We don't try to rush you in and rush you out. It's all about getting an experience that relaxes you, puts you in your comfort zone so that for at least an hour a day, an hour out of the month, you're getting away from all your stress buttons. You're just relaxing. And so manicures are definitely one way to do that. And what we found is that we used to only offer manicures, but now we're expanding that into pedicures because so many of our customers are saying, do you do pedicures? We'd like to have pedicures. So we'll be expanding that into the portfolio here soon.
I love it. And I want to talk a little bit about 18-8 itself. Your background is phenomenal. The interesting thing about it is I'm guessing you come from an engineering background, right?
Actually, it's a business background.
Okay, yeah, because you've been finance. In some of the same arenas as my husband, who comes from an engineering background, and he's a VP of operations for a manufacturing company.
Yep.
So you come from this business background, so you probably understand Lean Six Sigma and
absolutely.
Lean manufacturing and all that, as does he. And I'm guessing that a lot of those business principles you learned are very helpful as you're a franchise owner and going into business for yourself.
I'm not going to give you the whole spiel, and Nancy's going to sit over there and laugh at me a little bit here, but I actually have a value system that I really try to incorporate into the salon because I honestly believe that values drive your behavior on a daily basis. So everybody who goes through the interview process with me, they hear my value system, and it's all about being hard. Honesty, accountability, respect, and diligence. And I really believe that that's important in the salon. Not honesty from a financial standpoint, but honesty to the process, to the customers, to the salon itself. Accountability. We know eventually we're going to get somebody who's going to be a little dissatisfied with their service, but we try to minimize that. And it's funny you bring up Six Sigma. So we talk about accountability in the way that we want to have open and honest discussions so we improve on the process in the future so we don't run into those situations in the future. And I do actually just touch a little bit on Six Sigma and how we continue to drive down our error rates. And then
my husband's our CFO, so okay, just think about that for about 2 seconds. I think you get it.
And then respect, of course, you know, as our organization grows, it's hard to bring an organization together where every single moment of every single day you love each other. It's very difficult mm-hmm. to do that. So I want to make sure that they all respect each other. If nothing else, respect differences of opinion, respect differences of way of doing things, because that's very important to maintain the very high energy level and very positive energy level we want in the salon. And then finally, diligence. It doesn't matter whether it's the first customer or the ninth customer of the day. We want to make sure that every customer gets that same experience in 18-8. So let me
ask you a little bit about 18-8, because I'd never heard of 18-8 before we met you folks here. I'm guessing it's, you know, started in another state. And I know that you have, I believe you have the rights to the Atlanta market. That correct?
Yes, that is. 18-8 is a franchise model. It was started in California. And actually, they have three corporate stores that were opened around 2002. They tested their franchise model in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Rancho Margarita, California. But I was actually one of the first national franchise owners for 18-8, and we purchased our franchise agreement in July of 2013. I have the rights to Sandy Springs, Dunwoody, Vinings, Buckhead, and Brookhaven.
Excellent. And so that's our market too. So you're with me for the long haul.
I'm with you for the long haul. Yeah. And this is our first. This is our maiden voyage. We are currently we have an LOI out there for our second property, and we'll be hoping to expand to 4 or 5 stores here in the next few years.
Well, you don't have to spill the beans on exactly where those are, since we know the markets that you are allowed to cover. And the experience so far, it sounds like it's been a dream come true.
It's been phenomenal. You talk about Town Brookhaven, and it really has been a very, very great location for us to start this particular model. We do have the foundation of the Town Brookhaven apartment complex, but we get a lot of support from all of Brookhaven and Buckhead.
Mm-hmm.
We have customers all across these zip codes that you're distributing into, and it's been very good so far. Our growth has been phenomenal over the last 6 months. We're a little bit more into 6.5 months now, but it continues to grow. Like I said, we continue to get rave reviews. And we continue to learn on a daily basis. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been different experience in the corporate world.
I was just going to say, totally different. I worked for other people for 15 years before starting on my own, and boy, there's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Those first 3 years, you learn so much, and you think, gee, I wish I'd known that before I started.
That's right.
But you learn, you look at all the things you learned and all of those experiences, and I believe that you take the best practices out of your prior experience when you go out on your own. And small business owners, you'll understand this, that, you know, if you start out working for someone else, that's what you do. And you take all the things you love and you use those, and you treat your people the way that you wanted to be treated when you were working for
exactly.
somebody else.
That's the key right mm-hmm. there. I mean, most of my people have been with me right from the start. They've been very happy, very satisfied with their experience. And now we're starting to build on that organization. And so it's like I said, it's just been a real joy to watch this thing grow up and watch this thing become part of the community. It's been fun.
Yes, it has. And I'm assuming you've had a great experience. You've probably worked with Caroline Peake from Sembler. They're terrific. I think she does a great job in promoting Town Brookhaven as a whole. Mm-hmm. And just a little bit of a secret here, which won't be a secret in January, but there's a very big Wood residential apartment complex opening, not in Town Brookhaven, obviously, but very close by. And they're looking to attract exactly the demographic that you're, you know, seeking as well. So you might see another influx.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. They called me last week. So I think that you'll see some more growth with that in the spring, starting in January and into the spring. And we know that you plan on opening any additional salons in the Atlanta area. And what do you think, besides the actual services, I'm sure it's the atmosphere, but are there things that you feel differentiate 18-8 from other barbershops or salons in the area?
Well, we are full service, so we offer more services than the average place. We have a very unique style of cutting hair. It's a 5-step process. I don't want to get into all the details, but it's primarily scissors over comb. So it's very specific to the client themselves, and so we do our best to make sure that, you know, as we go through our 5-step process, that the hair is shaped exactly to the form of the client. But it's a little bit more than that. It, besides the experience, it's the whole environment, the atmosphere of an 18-8 salon. They're all semi-private styling stations. Each one has its own shampoo bowl. So everything is done right there in the station with that one stylist. So
you don't have to walk in the back of the salon with your smock on and your hair in little curlers.
Exactly.
And all that.
That's exactly right. And, you know, as you come in, you're offered a complimentary beer, wine, soda, coffee, whatever.
I'm coming.
Yeah,
that's for the wine.
That's right. And so, you know, it's a nice, relaxing atmosphere. And the clients have really, really been embracing it. So it's like I said, the reviews have been great, and we really appreciate all the feedback we're getting from everyone.
Well, we're very happy for your success, and we're glad that we've been able to support you and continue to support you. And we'd love it if you tell our audience how they can find you or reach out to you, whether it's by email or website or Facebook or Twitter, all those links that you have. Would you please tell our audience?
Sure. So our website is www.188, spelled out EIGHT.com, and that's the corporate website, but there is a link to the Georgia location, so you can click on that link. We do have online booking. We have a Facebook. It's 188 Fine Men's Salons in Brookhaven, and if you click on our Facebook, my wife Nancy takes care of our Facebook, and she does an excellent job, so there's always lots of interesting articles and interesting pictures to see on our Facebook. Our phone number is 404-481-5368. That's 404-481-5368. And we're located right on the main street of town Brookhaven. So we're right down the street from Publix there. And it's just a beautiful location, and we're just really happy to be there.
One final question. I know that appointments are suggested. Do you take walk-ins also?
We do take walk-ins, but we highly recommend appointments.
Right.
Because our stylists are very much in demand right now. We're expanding, and we're expanding quickly. So we're looking right now for talented stylists and barbers. But in the meantime, as we continue to grow our population, our organization population, we do highly recommend appointments.
Terrific. Thank you so much. We're really excited to have you and Nancy here today. Thank you, Skip.
Well,
and
thank
we'll
you.
Look forward to seeing you in January.
Great.
Our next guest today is Drew French. And Drew, I'm really excited to have you in the studio today. I'm guessing you probably drove out here from Athens.
Am I
right?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, your bio speaks about how you became interested in food and how you wanted your own pie your own way. But I want to know, before you got into the pizza business, there's got to be a little background there that I missed out here. You're based in Athens, and I know that you came across this idea while you and your wife were honeymooning. Were you both UGA students? You live in Athens?
We graduated from the University of Georgia, and actually we're living in Atlanta at the time when we went on our honeymoon to Italy. It's where my wife's family's from. It's an island of Ischia off the coast of Naples. And that's where the light bulb went off, where I saw these awesome pizzas and these brick ovens cooking really fast. And I said, why don't we bring this style of pizza back to Georgia? And
so what was your major?
I was a marketing major.
Okay, and what was your first job? It wasn't pizza.
It was not. Well, back to like my first legal job growing up, or
no, your after first college. Your job after college, because somewhere along the way, then you met your lovely wife, whether it was at college or after.
Sure. We're actually
and you got married, so yep. you had something in between going on before you fell in love with pizza in Italy.
Yes, well, we were high school sweethearts actually.
Okay.
From Alpharetta, but we when we graduated, we moved back to Atlanta, and I worked for some local franchise concepts, Great Wraps, mm-hmm. and Raving Brands.
Oh, yes.
And that's where I got my grad school, I guess, working for
mm-hmm.
other people. And and then we decided, you know, we wanted to move back to Athens so that my wife could become a vet and so I could open up Your Pie. So we chose Athens so we could both follow our dreams. And now we're expanding out of Athens and out of the Southeast. And it's been a fun 6 years, I guess.
Okay, so a light bulb just hit me. Your wife is a vet?
She is.
And what practice does she work for?
She's large animal. So she works on horses. And
her name is familiar. Somewhere along the way, we've seen her name. It might be with some of the horse stories we've had out there. So it did sound familiar. So, okay, so we know how you, you know, you fell in love with the pizza, and then in 2008, you created your pie. Now, we all know as business owners that it's really hard to start a business on your own. So you took on a huge venture yourself. It was your own child, brainchild, and you know, idea. And, I mean, it's a huge undertaking. And to see where you are today, I know you have multiple locations, 21 to be exact. And they are all over the area. Can you tell our audience where these locations are?
Sure. Well, we started in Athens. We just opened our fourth location in Atlanta, in Suwanee, and we have other locations in Savannah, Columbus, Statesboro, here in Georgia. But again, we're in Tennessee, South Carolina, and Florida, and we are expanding next year into Virginia, Chicago, Oklahoma, Texas. So we're jumping outside of our,
I guess so,
our southeastern comfort zone, but we're excited.
That's a whole lot of pie.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of pie. And you know, I know you must have had a love for food prior to this, because to go from marketing and then just jump into pizza, there must be some love of food going on. You said your wife's from an Italian family. So where did your love of food start? And, you know, were you playing around in the kitchen? We have somebody on next week that, you know, kind of started when he was 6 years old. So do you have a story like that, too?
Yeah, I kind of just grew up enjoying being in the kitchen, either helping my mom out or both my parents work. So I kind of helped my parents cooking in the kitchen, fell in love with that. And then just working, I liked being in front of people, liked the fast pace of it. You know, did some internships in college working in an office, and that just wasn't where my heart was. So I knew at a young age that I wanted to open a restaurant. The original goal was a bar in the Virgin Islands, but maybe one day
I'll everybody's I'll do that. Dream. That might be a retirement dream.
But we settled in Athens. So,
well, and when you went on your honeymoon, and you, this is where the vision came for your pie. So what were you seeing there that was different from anything else you'd seen? Because as you can imagine, there are pizza places everywhere, and what you guys do is so very different. We're going to talk about that. But what did you see in Italy that made you want to do this?
Well, I think it was just the quality of the food that we were eating there. We were eating with her family. You know, it was very family-centric. Food was bringing everybody together. I was seeing these awesome local ingredients going on. Very simple, but very tasty. And then you throw, you know, wine, gelato, and all that into the mix, and it was a great experience. But really the difference that, you know, brick oven pizza had been done prior to what we've been doing. So we didn't, I guess, invent brick oven pizza. Obviously, the Italians did that, and people before us have done it. But what we did was, I guess, shift the way people eat pizza, and that they come in and we build it in front of them and they can get exactly what they want. And so we kind of just changed the way people were thinking of pizza from traditional either, you know, delivery players or more of those white tablecloth brick oven pizza places. So
yeah, I like that mix of the super casual, you know. I'm not a huge fan of ordering pizza. It gets delivered, and by the time it gets to you, it's sort of half cold. I'd rather go somewhere and eat it, you know, really fresh, right off the oven, and so hot the cheese almost burns your mouth. But, I mean, that's the best way, right? The ingredients are super fresh.
Yep.
And so how did you create the menu? What kind of things sort of spurred your menu?
Well, our name's Your Pie, so the customer makes most of the decisions. We give them three dough options: white, wheat, and gluten-free. We have 8 sauces, anything from a traditional marinara to a chipotle pesto. And then we have 40 other ingredients to choose from. So the customer drives the menu for the most part. We do have our favorites menu, where we've kind of created these combinations that work really well. And so those came from just, you know, one of them is called the Nat. My wife's name is Natalie. I was like, Natalie, what's your favorite pizza combination? So she told me, and it's our number one seller. So that one we got lucky on, I guess. Yeah. others, you know, we maybe put a little more thought into. But all in all, the customer really has their own pizza destiny. You know, they can come in and get exactly what you want with a ton of different options. So.
Well, and we know along with the your pie, you can also get your beer. So you have craft beer, which is a big focus there as well. How do your team recommend the beer and pizza pairings? Because I'm not a beer drinker, so I wouldn't even know. But I know there are people that this is a huge deal. It's a big connoisseur thing. So how do your folks recommend to people who come in and don't really know? They must have to have a little learning experience too.
Yeah, so we I guess knew early on and have figured out over time that people like beer and pizza, and together they're a great combination. So it wasn't that hard to decide, well, we want to focus on beer. But then on top of that, we have really good high-quality ingredients on our pizza, and we wanted to pair that with really high-quality, good beer. So the craft beer, I guess, movement that we've seen over the past few years has kind of gone hand-in-hand with what we've been trying to do. But we've made a decision to educate our staff and our guests about what good beer is and how that relates to the pizza they get. So we teach not just our staff but customers what pairs well with different things. So for instance, an IPA pairs really well with spicy food. So when a customer is coming through the line and they've gotten a pizza with fresh jalapenos and some other things, we might recommend, you know, an IPA to them, and we have our draft system, so we'll sample the beer so they can try it before they buy it, things like that. So it's been really fun to see, I guess, customers get creative, and then we can help them pair that with a really good local craft beer.
That sounds fantastic. And there's actually a recurring theme in our two guests. There is beer and wine involved.
Ours so, isn't complimentary, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be, you know, that would not be a good business model. And, you know, I know that you're hosting some tap takeovers and some craft series, if I'm not mistaken. I saw some press release about that. Please tell our audience
about that. Sure. So what a tap takeover is we like to partner up with breweries, and so we'll partner up with a brewery and do what's called a tap takeover, where we feature their beers on all of our taps in our store. So, and we'll do one night events where we'll invite people out to try this one brewery's beer lineup. But what we do that for is it allows us to get very unique beers that other people in town can't get, because the breweries will want to give us a unique beer that not everybody's getting. And then they will bring their representatives over to talk about their beers to our customers. And our customers like it because they can come get a really unique beer that they can't get anywhere else. So we've been having fun doing that with different breweries across the Southeast.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great ones even right here in Atlanta. A lot of craft breweries opening and craft distilleries, I should say, too. So there's a lot of great things going on in Buckhead. Your company, is it corporate or are these franchise locations?
We have a blend. We have five company stores and the rest are franchise. So we have a franchise model, but we like to have company stores so that we can, I guess, know what the franchisee is feeling as well. So when cheese prices go up, we feel that at our corporate stores and we can react accordingly. And when we want to test out new ideas, we do that at our corporate stores so that our franchisees aren't having to test out brand changing methods. So we like to have a blend there, but we are a franchise model. We like that model. We believe that people in their local market can run a more successful store than we could do by sending, you know, somebody out to do it.
Right, so, or once a month coming out for a visit. It's not the same as being hands-on every day.
Yeah, so we believe in local, you know, ownership, and we believe that's why the franchise model is, I guess, right for us. And that's how we've been able to grow outside of Athens, Georgia. If it were just me, I might just still be in Athens, Georgia, but we want everybody to experience your pie.
Well, we're so happy that you chose Buckhead. We love your location. Great foot traffic or road traffic or whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a great location, a great part of Buckhead to be in at the moment with all the growth going on. And again, for the same reasons, much the same as what Skip's talking about, a lot of building, a lot of young professionals working in the buildings close by and living in the buildings close by as well. So can you tell our audience how they can find you? Email, website, Twitter, Instagram, any of it, all of it.
Sure. Our website is www.yourpie.com. Twitter @yourpie, Instagram #yourpiepizza, at YourPie. You can send out a bat signal if you want to. Comments at YourPie. So, yeah, basically type in YourPie into your smartphone or tablet or PC. And
you're going to come up first.
You'll find us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for driving out today. I'm sure you were here to visit the Buckhead location, so we really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having
being on
me.
Air with us. You're very welcome.
But no, I just noticed there's no pizza in the studio. Am I missing
that
or something?
No, I know. We had Sprinkles cupcakes here a few weeks back. And
we're still getting over those,
goodness.
Yeah.
We can remedy that in about 20 minutes.
Nice, yeah, I know. And you can choose your own. This is your pie.
I love the idea, yeah. I've seen the video, and yeah, I just got to try the pie.
Well, our next guest is Dr. Tim Kelly, and I'm very excited to have you in the studio today. Again, Buckhead Wellness Center over on Piedmont Road. Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot about you, and you're spoken of very highly for your nutritional wellness expertise along with your chiropractic skills. And you're known for your gentle, non-force chiropractic, which...
Yes.
I think is such an important thing because most people are afraid of a chiropractor because mm-hmm. what they think of is the traditional cracking.
Right.
And, I think for our audience, probably the best thing to do would be to explain what the difference is between those two styles and why this particular type of treatment is better or, more gentle to the patient.
Well, chiropractic has been around over 100 years, and the original chiropractors... they didn't have any choice. The original chiropractic modern adjustment was back in the 1880s, and Dr. Palmer had a clinic and a general store, and he had a employee, Harvey Lillard, that was deaf, and he found out the story. He became deaf when Harvey went to bend over to pick up what he thought was an empty steamer trunk, and it was full of horseshoes, and he had a big snap in his back. And he explained that to Dr. Palmer, and Dr. Palmer felt his back and saw this big bump where his spine was, the vertebra sticking out. And he goes, okay, it popped out, and he went deaf. So he got him on his table and pushed down hard, popped it back in place, so to speak, and the man's hearing came back.
Wow.
So that was the original modern adjustment. So
it sounds like caveman-ish, doesn't it?
Very much so. So and to answer your question, there's just hundreds and hundreds of different techniques and styles. The equipment I use is a very gentle adjuster. I use it on babies, newborns. It's a non-force. It's a gentle tapping device. And you can actually, you'll set up on what you're going to do, where you're going to do the correction. It'll go tap, 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 tap. And when the sound changes, you know the adjustment's done.
Hmm.
And so you can't over-adjust and you can't under-adjust.
Does the patient actually feel that adjustment?
Yeah. Well, you don't feel the adjustment. It's just like somebody tapping gently on your shoulder. It's that gentle, and it like that. So there's many different types of ways chiropractors do their work. In what I do in my office, I try to look at the whole person. I basically there's many different fronts that people are coming in on. But I have a group of, there's four things that I focus on in my practice. And if you get those four things balanced, you're going to be fine. The essence of what I do is try to help you stay out of my office and other doctors' offices. You know, if I have to see you over and over and over and over and over again, I'm not doing my job. You need somebody else. So, most things are, you need to teach people how to get themselves well. Health is very, very simple. The simple truth is we all need exactly the same things. Nobody needs anything different. So,
well,
it's
and your
what
specialty
you're
is applied kinesiology. Mm-hmm. So, for the layperson that may not know what applied kinesiology is,
it's basically manual muscle testing. Essentially, every muscle in your body should be strong. If a muscle's weak, something's wrong. So, if you have a weak, injured shoulder or you can't hold your deltoid up, when holding your elbow up the side and push it down, if it's not strong, there's only six possible reasons that it would be weak. One would be the nerve, two would be the muscle, three would be blood supply, four could be acupuncture, five could be nutrition or toxicity, and six is mental, emotional. There's no other system. So that pretty much encompasses everything. And when somebody has a problem, it's going to be one or multiples of that. So you help them get to the root of it instead of just, I'm not a symptom doctor. I get to causes and help people figure out why. any health problem you have, there's a reason you have it. Mm-hmm. And it's either a toxicity or deficiency. Either you got too much of the wrong thing, not enough of the right things, or...
You mentioned acupuncture. Is that a service that you offer or you refer to? You have somebody locally you refer to when you have a patient you know needs that?
There's a number. In applied kinesiology, we look at a whole vast variety of things. And applied kinesiology is a specialty in chiropractic. Not very many chiropractors do it because it takes a long time. It takes a very long time to learn, just like an acupuncturist or a neurosurgeon. Mm-hmm. You know, we have your basic MD, just like basic DC, which the essence of chiropractic, that's the focus of what I do. It's looking at for nerve interference, and everybody has problems. That's going to be one component of it. And, I'll tell you a little story. A mother came in, hadn't seen her in a year and a half, and her back was in agony. She had just had a baby 4.5 weeks earlier, and the baby was up all night, never slept more than an hour, screaming. It was red, swollen, crying constantly. And the baby wouldn't eat. It would spit up as soon as she'd feed it anything, less than an ounce, it would spit it up. Baby wasn't eating. Pediatrician had the baby on Nexium to stop the reflux, and they wanted to do surgery. And the mother's telling me all this. I'm going, bring your baby in tomorrow and bring in these three formulas. And I told her which ones to get. And so the next morning she comes in. The baby's all red as a beet, crying. And so I take the baby and immediately start working on her. And the baby just stopped crying within seconds. And I worked on her and did my little adjusting and did the various points that are associated with reflux and indigestion. And as I've got a YouTube video on my website, and the mother tells the whole story. And the baby, within minutes, all the redness and swelling puffiness that she had from birth was gone. The baby didn't cry again in the office, and I muscle test at the end for which formula to give the baby. So we did that. The baby was looking normal now, didn't peep once in the entire time, the 20 minutes she was in the office, which is a fast visit for me. And she took the baby out to the lobby. We muscle tested for which formula. She mixed the formula, fed the baby, and as the mother puts it, that's the first meal in her life the baby ate.
Wow.
And the video was a week or two after she brought the baby back. That was one visit. That's all it took.
Wow.
So it's a combination of things. If you're giving somebody something that upsets them, that's not going to work. Or if there's nerve interference. Your medical doctors, they look at, they will save your life. If you're in an emergency and something is, exploding or broken or, you're in dire straits, well, if it wasn't an accident, there was a group of things that happened that led up to that. And I focus on helping you get those in balance.
Well, I want to go back to the story about the baby because mm-hmm. I know one of your other specialties is the nutritional wellness.
Right.
Jennifer has spoken to me about that. So mm-hmm. I know that that's a large part of your practice too, is counseling your patients on proper nutrition.
Sure.
So I'm guessing that somewhere along the way, as you mentioned, you realized that baby would do better with one formula as mm-hmm. opposed to another.
Right.
I'm sure that's ingredient-based or the basis
totally.
Of that mm-hmm. particular formula. So it must be the same with nutrition that we put in our bodies as humans.
Exactly. I mentioned earlier, there's four things I focus on. And the first thing, every patient that comes to my office, I'm going to talk to them for at least 10 minutes about digestion and explain why it's so important that you chew your food, because you are made of what people say you are what you eat. Well, sort of, you are what you eat, digest, and absorb. If you just eat it and don't chew it and swallow it, you're not necessarily digesting it. You need to make sure I encourage people to drink more before they eat,
mm-hmm.
and except when you're out entertaining and so forth. That's
then they'll eat slower, right?
Yeah,
they'll eat slower.
Exactly. And then you'll realize, do I really like this or want it? When you eat too fast, you're not going to savor the ingredients. Like when you rush through meals, you're just feeding yourself. Another story on one of my YouTubes is a woman she called from Texas. She called and said that she wanted to thank me profusely that she had lost 50 pounds. Her husband had lost 30 pounds by watching my video on digestion.
Wow. Wow.
Just chew your food.
It's just basic. Some of it is really common sense information. Exactly. I think we're going to have you on again because there is so much to this, and it's such a practical medical practice and, you know, really great information for our very savvy and sophisticated and smart Buckhead and Brookhaven listeners and way beyond this area. But, you know, I was very interested to meet you in person and have you on. I think we're going to have you on again, though. Okay. So I'd like you to tell our audience where they can find you, how they can find you online, how they can reach out to you.
Okay. My office is on 3575 Piedmont Road. It's just a few lights north of Lenox Road, coming up heading towards Roswell Road. I'm in the Piedmont Center, Building 15, and it's sort of back, the back building. It's a 15-story building. I'm in the, you'll come into the lobby, in the first floor lobby. My office is at the, you'll see three giant statues coming out from the terrace. I'm right at the foot of the statues there. So take the elevator down, and there's lots of parking out front. There's security. There's, you know, it's a beautiful environment there.
Excellent. I know exactly where that is.
And my website is drtimkelly.net, just simply drtimkelly.net. Phone number 404-477-1589.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kelly, and we definitely will have you back on again. I think that might go right in line with our idea for a health and wellness segment, show, something to that effect. So thank you again for being with us. We know that you had to leave patients to come with us, so we really appreciate it. So our next guest today is Tricia Cornett from Diptyque Paris, which is a luxury fragrance house now housed at Buckhead Atlanta. And we're thrilled to have Tricia. As I mentioned, I met her several weeks ago, and she's worked for Diptyque for 3 years and has been in the cosmetic and fragrance industry for over 10 years. Prior to Diptyque, she's run cosmetic and fragrance departments at Nordstrom in Nashville, Tennessee, and opened the very first Diptyque counter inside a Nordstrom department store. She's trained with Diptyque Paris in New York several times and is nationally fragrance certified with a stellar nose. And I'm going to preface this by saying that when I recognized fragrances in her store, she said, "Wow, you have a stellar nose." So I appreciated that comment because my husband says the same thing. I can smell when something's burning, can smell when something's not quite right. And I know it is definitely a skill.
It is.
But we'd love to know about the history of the brand Diptyque. And I first heard about Diptyque, I have to say, it was probably back in the 80s when the candles became very popular, and there were several celebrities that were written about in some of the fashion magazines as loving these candles. And if I'm not mistaken, I want to say Madonna was a big proponent of them back in the 80s. So how did this brand start? What's the history?
Of course. So the brand started back in the 1960s, actually, in Paris. Three founders of the brand were really close friends, and they came together with their different skills and talents to create this unique brand. We're definitely known for the candles. However, we actually started with fragrances. The neatest thing about Diptyque fragrances is they're all unisex. So everything is made for men and women, and you can decide how you want to smell.
Even the tuberose that I love to wear.
That's right.
And there's a lot of that floating around the studio today because in honor of Tricia, I am wearing my Diptyque Solid perfume, which I purchased in that store.
Good.
How many boutiques are in the U.S.?
We have a total of 10. So we are the first in the South, which is very, very exciting for the brand to be the first boutique in the South. You can find us in a Neiman Marcus or Saks, Nordstrom, but to have our own store here is really exciting.
And it's great to come in and have expertise. You know, Tricia has a teammate there.
I do.
You guys are terrific and knowledgeable about the product. And what specifically is the brand known for? Because there are multitude of product lines that I had no idea even existed here. And it would be great if you could talk about the different product lines.
So we are known for our candles. It's what we do best. It's a very intricate process to create our candle. They're handmade in Paris. So it's what we do best and what people come back for. We also, like I said, have fragrances for men and women both. And then we do skincare for the body and the face.
And some of the products are, there are some scrubs, I want to say. Some washes.
Like a pomegranate body scrub. Goodness. It's phenomenal. And bath oils, hand lotions, hand wash, and then recently a skincare for the face.
Well, and tell the audience about one of my favorite products, which, of course, I purchased when I was in there. I'd never seen this before, but the hanging piece for the closet.
They're so fun. Great gifts. It's our take on a sachet. So for your closet or a drawer, we call them scented ovals. And it's actually just a piece of ceramic that holds wax, and they will scent an area for about 6 months.
fantastic every time I open my closet door now. That's what I smell. I smell what I'm wearing today. it's pretty fantastic. And what's the company's philosophy? What is the stance that the brand has that makes them stand apart?
Yeah, we're very unique. So Diptyque is about travel and nature, scent memory, how a scent can bring you back to a person or place or time. So that's what we really stand for, is relating these scents to memories in your life or people or places, and bringing the outdoors in, we like to say.
What's your favorite gift ideas in the store for the holidays right now? We've kind of segued from food and grooming and health into Christmas shopping.
We are definitely in the season. We have some great travel skincare sets, so that's an amazing gift. Not a lot of thought behind it. However, every year we come out with a limited edition line of candles for that holiday. So this year we have spice, resin, and winter. Beautiful, beautiful packaging. Each year it's different. So this year is gorgeous, kind of has this Asian-inspired look to it. So beautiful, beautiful. Mm,
the store's decor is just as beautiful. The walls are white with the black of the labels and the monogramming that's on each of these products.
Gorgeous.
It's really pretty. Very nicely done space in Buckhead, Atlanta. Great spot right near a valet station, which is very important, of course.
Very
you don't have
convenient.
To walk very far. Yeah. And some of the great go-to gifts would be, I assume, the sachets, the candles,
absolutely.
The travel pieces
travel
you mentioned.
Absolutely, solids, mini candles. The list is on and on. So,
do you have all the products
out.
In your own personal home?
I do. I've kind of, got it into collecting, and it's definitely an addiction, our brand. I mean, you find little things, and then you find something linked to it. So, absolutely, I'm a collector.
Are there any other planned openings in the Southeast? I mean, we love the fact that it's exclusive to Atlanta right now, other than the other department stores, which we don't have to name.
I do, too. but we are looking at Texas. I think Houston is in the market.
Wow. Well, that actually goes right along with the Buckhead Atlanta philosophy.
Absolutely.
They have a location in Texas as well.
Yeah.
And how do our listeners find you, find the brand? Can you explain a little bit more about where the location is?
So we are located at the new Buckhead Atlanta Shopping Center in the heart of Buckhead. So great, great area. Come check us out there. The address is 3035 Peachtree Street Northeast. The store email is buckhead@diptyque.us. I'm going to spell Diptyque. A lot of people have problems with that. It's DiptyqueE. You can like us on Facebook, Diptyque Paris.
And also Twitter. I'll bring that out because we follow on @DiptyqueParis.
That's right.
We shouted out to your corporate company today and last night to let them know that
Thank
you'd be
you.
On the show with us. Thank you so much, Tricia.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll come back for more expertise because we love all those beautiful scents.
Sounds good.
I was so like wanting to buy one of everything. And, so I went for scents that I actually knew some of those scents. It was great.
You did.
And we really appreciated your expertise very much.
Thank you.
So our final guest today is Danielle Rollins. And as I said, sneak peek, Danielle's son is on the upcoming cover of our Kids and Pets issue, which will be out in early January. So we got to meet her lovely little boy.
He was so cute.
He was so adorable. And we really had fun working with him. Super respectful. Loved being around the animals. It was great. It was a really fun time.
He's a great kid. And he had good hair.
He did. He had great hair. And we actually had a stylist for that shoot. And boy, that lady nailed it. She had all those kids in the most beautiful outfits. And they all fit each one of their personalities. And I couldn't have done it any better. That's why we use professionals.
You shot that swish.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of professionals, this is why we wanted Danielle in for today's show. She is very well known in this city and way, way beyond for her decorating and entertaining skills. And as we are in the throes of the holidays, I'm sure there are a lot of tips and expertise that you can give our audience. Danielle has become one of the nation's leading lifestyle experts. She's a designer, a sought-out speaker, a mother of three. She's been featured on national and local television, radio, print, and websites. And we definitely know we're going to have her in again because what she does is year-round and always changing. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to have you back. But what advice do you have for somebody who might be hosting their very first holiday, which is always nerve-wracking for anybody?
It is always nerve-wracking. I think the best thing anyone can do is to keep it simple, keep a sense of humor, and don't try anything you haven't done before. It's a good idea to do a little test run, and also don't bite off more than you can chew. keep things what you can cook yourself, or bring in some help if you have a large group, and really think through the details of how everything's going to work. You can't run through things enough in your head. And I find that doing that, you solve a lot of problems before they ever happen.
Mm-hmm. Are you a believer in checklists?
I love checklists. Mm-hmm. My children joke that if they stood still long enough, I would put a label on them that says child one, child two, child three. I also label everything because sometimes things happen at the last moment. And so if you have all your dishes labeled, or if you have all the directions kind of printed out, it helps if you have to enlist some last minute help. And sometimes that help ends up becoming my 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And it's good for them to learn at an early age. They respect it when they become older, for
my
sure.
My kids are great entertainers.
I'm assuming that this is some of the shortcuts that you recommend when you're entertaining large crowds. Are there any other tips that you can give us, other shortcuts that might be helpful? I love the labeling the dishes. That's a good one.
Yeah, it makes it great. And I think if you're going to do a buffet, one of the biggest things I can tell people is it's really not what you're serving, it's how you're serving it. So keep the presentation pretty and keep it simple. Keep smaller dishes, but a lot of them in rotation. Nobody wants to take the last of anything. And so if you can always try to keep in mind somewhat that you're creating a tableau, you're creating a scene, and you want people to find what you're serving enticing. So make sure you keep things in rotation and keep it pretty. Don't forget the flowers, and keep it so people can serve themselves and there aren't people waiting. I think one of my pet peeves is seeing grown-ups stand in a line for anything.
That's true. And we always let the ladies go first or the kids go first. So it's always the host waiting till the very end. And I think we kind of do that to sort of survey the situation and make sure everything is staying pretty. And you must have a favorite holiday tradition. So with three kids and, I know you love to entertain at Christmas. We actually featured you in one of our holiday entertaining issues several years back. And you must have a favorite.
I do. I love entertaining. And I love the holidays in particular because it's a time for us to slow down and connect with our friends and our families. And I think oftentimes we overlook our own families. And so my two favorite are a Christmas Eve dinner with my family, but also my extended family, which consists of a lot of friends that I've acquired and accumulated over the years. And I love Christmas morning breakfast with my children, and I think that's one of their favorite memories. And it's not really opening the presents. It's sitting down afterwards to talk about the gifts we gave each other and what we want to see happen for the next year, and just being able to have that memory to connect. And I find that people don't remember what they did last week or last month, but sometimes you can mark the memories of things that we've done through entertaining milestones. So I can always think, what Christmas was that this happened? And sort of a way to keep a mental calendar. But I love the holidays just mainly for that reason, and I go all out.
I've seen those pictures. They're beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I'm sure your children will cherish that and take so many of those ideas as they go into their adult life and with their own families, and then they start their own traditions. But you always remember what you grew up with. So those things make a lasting impression for sure. And let's talk about the table, because the table, we've started to talk about the presentation of food, but what sets the perfect table for you, and what kind of, a lot of the things you talk about are about using simple things and probably touches from nature and things you might even be able to find in your own backyard instead of going out to buy things that may not mean as much as pulling a holly and berries from your own garden. I'm sure there's wonderful tips like that for your tablescapes.
Well, and if they're not from your garden, you can take a pair of clippers and go to someone else's garden. Just do it at night. and maybe take them a little gift and they'll never know.
I like that tip, but we are not suggesting illegal activity here.
the table is such a fun way to start, and it's just a way to kind of decorate and make it festive for the season. And I am a big believer that you don't have to change a lot of your decor if your house is not red and green. And certainly most of us don't have a red and green house unless we're in the North Pole. It's easy to decorate around the colors you already have. Just add in things like ribbon and colored napkins. And I love colored glassware because it adds such a nice pop to the table. And I have spoken all over the country on flower arranging, and I believe you can find just about anything you need from the grocery store, from Costco, from your own backyard. And oftentimes, it's a great way to stretch a budget. You can start with a pretty bunch of flowers and add in things like rosemary or mint or even pretty lettuces.
Wow. Well, if you have to splurge on one thing that's not from your backyard, what would that one thing be?
Well, food. You can't eat the flowers.
Fantastic answer. I love that. And I love all your tips. And again, there's just not even enough hours in the day to talk about all of this. And it's one of those topics that absolutely fascinates me as well. And I'm always learning and reading and looking at magazines for great ideas. So I'm looking forward to having you back on again. Could you tell our audience how they can read you or find out about you or find your book, see you on social media?
Well, I am on all of the social media under Danielle D. Rollins or D. Rollins Style. My website is www.danielledrollins.com. And we also have a new design firm, Rollins Ingram. So I am also found at www.rollinsingram.com.
That's fantastic. And did I meet Bill Ingram at a recent event? And he comes from an architectural background, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, we have a new full-service firm that's going to be architecture, design, lifestyle, and gardens. And we're opening up offices at ADAC with our sights set on retail next year.
Well, you better keep us in that loop. And we so appreciate you coming on today. And so great to have all of you in the studio today. A lot of great information, and I wish we had more time because this is just such a great show. And again, we thank all of our guests that have been here in the studio today, and we hope to see you all back here again.
Well, I know we're just about out of time, but man, I have like two pages of notes here.
I know, me questions. Too, me too.
This is good stuff. I just I want to make a quick just comment for each of the guests real quick. I know we're about out of time, but I love with Skip on looking at your websites and your Twitters and all that good stuff. And I love a couple of phrases on there. It says, you don't go through your wife's purse, so why go to her salon? Are we fix bad haircuts? Yeah, I love that one. And then Drew, I love express your inner pizza, right?
Is, I love that. Right?
And then I did see your video on there earlier before you came on the show. And then and on Twitter, there was a December 11th craft release party.
Yeah, we just had that.
I saw the photos on there. I don't know why we weren't invited. That looked like a blast.
We did some tweeting for them about that. So, yes, that was social media blasted out by Simply Buckhead with our 5,000 plus followers. So we put it out there for the world.
And then he said, replace a word in a Christmas song with the word pizza. That's your takeaway. And then Dr. Tim, I have like five chiropractors in my family. My dad went to Palmer. And you're talking about Palmer. At one point, it was a country store.
Well, no, he ran a country store.
So at the country store, did they have a, which could you get your haircut and a shave, a pizza, perfume, and entertainment all in store?
I could imagine,
Back then. And I'd love to talk to you here about maybe next time on autism. I saw some interesting points on there and about detoxing and great baby story. That was really
I know, that's
powerful,
fabulous.
Right?
Yeah.
And
fabulous.
Then let me see. Oh, on page two, sorry.
You're into Diptyque fragrance now, which is amazing.
Since 1961. A lot of conversation on Twitter. Actually, Ryan, over here on Twitter, what did you say? Making you smell good since 1961. I thought that was a good one. Or I have a new slogan. How about lighting up your life and style or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Candles
that.
And all that.
Yeah.
Okay, we for legal reasons, we heard it here live, whatever. Yes. I want to get a percentage.
Copyright.
And then Danielle, was it the, what's this about peppermint cocktails?
Oh, I'm actually taking over Veranda Magazine's Instagram this week, so I have all kinds of great cocktails and flowers ideas.
Oh, man. And then finally, online, well, who said about watching a video and you lose 30 pounds?
That's right.
You can just watch a video and lose 30 pounds? That's all I have to do?
That's it.
You don't have 30 pounds to lose.
Okay, but seriously, on Twitter, just to finish on our social media activity here, this was kind of interesting. We got a tweet from a WellPath. And they were, it was live during the show, during this conversation, and they're been featured on Dr. Oz, GMA, Cosmos, and their address is in Madison Avenue. They just tweeted right now live during the show.
Wow.
join the conversation.
See that? We are literally seen and heard all over the world.
Yeah.
I'm never surprised.
Joanne, another great show.
Thank you so much, and look forward to next week's show.
All right. See everyone then.